about getting a bit of applause and all that crack off. Frankly, the show would be nothing. It was just me ranting and roaring that. Nothing at this stage. There are so many people we've met, so many things we've learnt, ladies and gentlemen, over the course of this gig. We have learnt that there is a man here whose brain can handle disciplines as disparate as the German people and the piano. And even during those two poles can fit a bit of sociology and a tiny bit of history in as well. And he's so casual about it, fuck it, he doesn't even have to study tonight. That's how cool he is about it. Four massively important, life-defining examinations ahead of him. What the fuck does he give a shite about it? Give it up, ladies and gentlemen, for James Gilberga! Do you have among you a man so mired in the shit of life, in the worst job you could possibly imagine, but still proud, still willing to stand up and admit to it in front of a crowd of thousands of people who would brick him, who would stone him, who would take him apart limb by limb for all the unnecessary bending down and going, the fuck, I don't want that, that they have to do during their life? Give Simon a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen, for George Lafferty. All of which is frankly preamble. Because one man stood above all other men in this show tonight. One man who came from inauspicious beginnings, sucking his thumb and wailing, going, where has my mother left me? Why am I outside this place, Breeze Norton? What am I doing here? Luckily, the Breeze Norton musical review happened to be arriving back from a gig they were doing at a festival of music in Biggin's Hill. I run out of RAF stations very fast here, by the way. And they saw this child, this small, brave child, huddled up in the reeds, and they said, we shall tend to him. We shall rear him as one of our own. And then we shall teach him to drive. And we shall teach him to drive like no man has ever been taught to drive. He will not need to know of blind spots. He will not need to know of indicators, for he can turn and crush anything that happens to be on the outside of him. And then he shall be in charge of emergency services. Not directly. But he has stridden away from that, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, sure, maybe he hadn't the balls to ask the beautiful lady beside him and had to be fucking nagged into doing it. But you did eventually, my friend. You are the hero among us. You fly where the rest of us, as they sing in the Breeze Norton musical review, fly me to the moon, and then they go, 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 RAF at the end. That is Scott, ladies and gentlemen, and he has been a hero. Give it up, ladies and gentlemen, Scott! I forgot to mention one man, stupid of me, like whatever. John, you're here, aren't you, John? How are you, John? Good to see you there, like whatever. John, good. John, what do you do for a living?
I'm a carpenter.
You're a carpenter? Okay, yes. Very good. Very, very noble trade and all that, like whatever. Are you living in London now?
No, I've just currently moved to France.
You've moved to France? Okay, grand. We're all gone. Why is that? John, do you have any claim to fame whatsoever?
I used to be the Milky Bar Kid.
Ladies and gentlemen. The Milky Bar Kid from 1974 to 1978. So that you will be able to say, yes, I too have met a Milky Bar Kid. That is genuinely from 1974 to 1978. As a matter of interest, do you have a superpower of taste? Can you turn people to chocolate if the mood strikes you at any given time?
No, I'm afraid I can't, no.
John, we can only finish in one way at this stage. I'm feeling a tiny bit peckish and my guns are ready to fire. What I need now is one man to say magical words. What are they?
The Milky Bars are on me.
Thank you very much, John. Thank you, John, for dropping in. A pleasure to have you here. To all of you, it has been a joy. Thank you very much. Good night, good night, good luck to you again.